पति जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हो जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ जय गिरवरधारी जय गिरवरधारी गोपीजन बल्लभ जय गिरवरधारी जय गिरवरधारी Spiritual master, open my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Srila Prabhupada ki. Today we're looking at Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. That's text 37. Shanta Samadrisha Shuddha Sarva Bhutanu Ranjana Yant Anja Satchutta Padamma Achutta Priya Bhandava Shanta Samadrisha Shuddha Sarva-bhutanuranjana. Yantam-jak-sat-chita-padam. Achitta-priya-bhandava.
Samadrishaha,
equipoised,
Shuddha,
cleansed,
purified,
Sarva,
all,
Bhuta,
living entities,
Anuranjana,
pleasing,
Yanti,
go,
Anjasa,
easily,
Achyuta,
of the Lord,
Padam,
to the abode,
Achyuta
Priya,
with
devotees
of the Lord,
Bandava,
friends.
Translation,
persons
who are peaceful,
equipoised,
cleansed,
and
purified,
and
who know the
art of pleasing
all
other living entities,
keep
friendship
only with
devotees
of the Lord.
They
alone
can very easily
achieve
the perfection
of going
back home,
back
to Godhead.
Please
repeat.
Persons
who are peaceful,
equipoised,
cleansed
and purified,
and
who know the
art of pleasing
all
other
living entities,
keep
friendship
only
with
devotees of the
Lord.
They alone
can
very easily achieve
the
perfection
of going
back
home,
back
to
Godhead.
And
purport wise
divine grace,
A.C.
Bhaktivedanta
Srila
Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada
ki jai.
The
description
of this verse
fully
indicates
that
only
devotees
are eligible
to enter
into the
kingdom
of Godhead.
The
first
point
stated is
that
devotees
are
peaceful,
for
they have
no
demands
for their
personal
sense
gratification.
They
are simply
dedicated
to
the
service
of
the Lord.
Karmis
cannot
be peaceful
because
they
have
immense
demands
for
sense
gratification.
As for Gyanis, they cannot be peaceful because they are too busy trying to attain liberation or merge into the existence of the Supreme. Similarly, yogis are also restless to get mystic power. But a devotee is peaceful because he's fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thinks of himself as completely helpless, just as a child feels complete peace in depending on the parent. So a devotee is completely peaceful, for he depends on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee is equipoised. He sees everyone on the same transcendental platform. A devotee knows that although a conditioned soul has a particular type of body according to his past fruitive activities, factually, everyone is part of the Supreme Lord. A devotee sees all living entities with spiritual vision and does not discriminate on the platform of the bodily concept of life. Such qualities develop only in the association of devotees. Without the association of devotees, one cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we have established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Factually, whoever lives in this society automatically develops Krishna consciousness. Devotees are dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is only dear to devotees. On this platform only can one make progress in consciousness. Persons in consciousness, or devotees of the Lord, can please everyone, as is evident in the Krishna consciousness movement. We invite everyone without discrimination. We request everyone to sit down and chant the Hare Krishna mantra and take as much prasadam as we can supply. And thus every is please. Okay. I lost my spot. Everyone is pleased with us. This is the qualification, sarva bhutana ranjana. As for purification, no one can be more pure than devotees. Anyone who once utters the name of Vishnu immediately becomes purified inside and outside. Ya smure pundarikaksham. Since a devotee constantly chants the Hare Krishna mantra, no contamination of the material world can touch him. He is therefore actually purified. Muchihai shuchihai yadi Krishna bhaja. It is said that even a cobbler or a person born in the family of a cobbler can be elevated to the position of a Brahman, Shuchi, if he takes to Krishna consciousness. Any person who is purely conscious and who engages in chanting the Hare, not me of course, and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is the purest in the whole universe. Ooh, thank you. Haribo. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thanks for doing the prayer part together. Haribo. I'm going to read the shloka again. Persons, because you might have forgotten after all of that. Persons who are peaceful, equipoised, cleansed, and purified, and who know the art of pleasing all other living entities, keep friendship only with devotees of the Lord. They alone can very easily achieve the perfection of going back home, back to Godhead. So this particular portion of the Srimad Bhagavatam is a very nice wrap-up of the Leela of Dhruva Maharaj, who's one of the many heroes that we find in the Bhagavat Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam. I recall about 7 years ago when I went to South Africa. I go there every year for the fabulous Rath Yatra, and we put together a drama about Dhruva. And I asked for a cast of the local people, the Zulu folks. So the devotees had arranged that we had, you know, the indigenous devotees be the cast members. And we did the whole story of Dhruva, Zulu style. So all the actors were dressed in Zulu attire, skins and all. And we just did the whole story pretty much verbatim, as it's here, but with a Zulu curve to it, or stiff, that's the right word. And so we had so much fun. And I got to understand that, or appreciate from this exercise, that the universal truths that we find in Srimad Bhagavatam can be found in all cultures of the world. So it was kind of interesting because in the Zulu tradition, and we use some of their nomenclature, their name for God is, and I hope I can pronounce it properly, Unkulunkulu. Unkulunkulu means, it's referring to God, he who has the greatest wealth of cows. Isn't that amazing? And then there's the, let's say, counterpart, or let's say the arch enemy of God, who I guess could be converted. And the name of that person, name for the devil or Satan, is Tokolokshi. Can you say that? Tokolokshi. Tokolokshi. Okay. It's good to know that. So if you ever go to that part of the world, you know what you're supposed to avoid. Tokolokshi, or Maya, or Satan, whatever you want, nomenclature you want to use, can be found anywhere and everywhere. So what's nice about Dhruva and the story of Dhruva is that we can relate to him because it's a story about transformation. Dhruva Maharaj was a young boy and he was a victim of abuse. You all know the story. He was abused by his stepmother and also his biological father. His mother was not very nice. I mean, most ladies are nice and most people are nice, but some are not. So his stepmother, Suruchi, said something that was quite evil to the core. And she, and of course the father, can be charged for big time child abuse, psychological child abuse. When Dhruva, who very innocently is a 5-year-old kid, was just trying to play with dad, his stepmom stopped him and said, "Stop, you can't do this. You cannot climb onto the lap of the